Great. We're here today to talk about a new project called LTSP MOOC Panel. A LTSP MOOC Panel Debian. I'll start off by kind of explaining the differences between the MOOC Panel and more traditional LTSP implementations. I believe the current release of LTSP is 4.2. And the main fundamental difference between how what we're working on and how that works is the current LTSP implementations are essentially their own Linux distribution. It happens to reside on a file server served over NFS. All the binaries are compiled specifically for LTSP. All of the packages are specifically designed for LTSP. What we've been working on is essentially building a similar environment using standard Debian packages. This has the huge advantage of being able to use Debian's security update system. Any package available for Debian is thus available for the LTSP MOOCOM implementation. It gives you a lot more flexibility, and we're reusing less code, we're wasting less code. The Debian Edu project is using the LTSP MOOC panel implementation because before the packages for the old style LTSP took up something like 50 megabytes, I think, whereas this can reuse almost all of the code from the installer CD, so that the CD it's just less than a megabyte worth of code that they have to add. Because it's reusing most of the packages. So that's the fundamental core difference. The LTSP MOOC project was initiated by Matt Zimmerman, I believe. First implemented in Ubuntu, and Petter Reinholdsen and myself worked on making it available and functional with Debian. Maybe you would like to explain the current status of the packages in Debian?
After Ubuntu did the first version, we started to see a lot of problems on it because it had like a lot of features that was used by most of its users, and we started to make a group work on it together to remove from Ubuntu itself. This is our current stable code that build the C-Rules for the client. As you all can see here, it's simple, very simple because in Lisp shell script there runs a lot of things in order, has a lot of functions inside. And the problem is it's very, very difficult to extend it because it's very, very long and all is not coded for Ubuntu. As you can see here, they use pre-flash. This is Ubuntu. And then we try to find another design for it. Well, this same script now on the version that we are working on. Is this? We have a plugin system now, so the code with all the plugin functions for use internally has 159 lines, just that control all the system. So the build client specifically is just this code. Because all the things I implemented as plugins. It's very easy for us now to extend it. And work with good for reference, I will show the plugins directly. We need to start to talk on what features we have now and what we can do.
Okay. We refactored the code, split it up into smaller pieces. That makes it much easier to have an Ubuntu-specific section and a Debian-specific section, even though the majority of the code is actually identical. We've basically re-implemented the features that we had in the old version. It essentially appears to be working, but surely there's bugs. We'll hopefully have an upload into Debian sooner than later. We really want to try and make a plea to the Ubuntu developers to help adopt this new way of working, because otherwise we've got two different code bases, it'll be harder to share code. What other features?
Other thing that we want to do now is that the current code has all features that we can provide for the client. You can see it here. This is how the plugin system was designed. We have a bunch of scripts that are run in order, and each one has some more books that I will show. The parser loads the plugins, and then each plugin can manage all kind of stuff that it can need to deal with. Which one do you think is good?
Self-exclude. It's pretty simple. Is there a one?
So now, this is one plugin. This code adds an option at the SP that the user can use when it's building the CTRUTIS root package for installation. So it's very simple to extend the OTSP right now. We can see other things here. For example, before, we have all things for distribution specific support have coded. And now we have one module that can do it. Very simple. It's for this is very, very, very simple to write in your program's known. Because we try to keep it flexible as possible, but also very, 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 very simple to anyone who needs to change the way that a TSP works, do it. This is the, for example, the kernel detection code. I think it is the most complicated thing that we have now. And that it's too simple.
Yeah, and this would probably be even simpler if we didn't want to support Sarge as well. But we like to try and keep it back for at least some of the people do. So that adds a certain amount of complexity.
To try to work with Ubuntu vendor, what we did is all code that's from to any vendor, and here we are not talking about Debian only, but Fedora or any other vendor either. We have the thing on com directory. These plugins are included always, depending on the vendor. The things that are common for Debian and Debian basic distributions we put inside of Debian directory. So all models that was wrote for Debian are there. And Ubuntu on the other side has symbolic name for the models that they have home with us and is basically all models. A few that are different. Two models are different right now. The base configuration that where they set up the defaults for the attackers and others, and the kernel selection that is different. And so we reduce the code duplication. We make it simple for any vendor plugin be able to use it. And also we now we try to make it translatable, is one thing that I work on right now. And include other features like LTSPFS and other things that we start to come.
LTSPFS is support for local devices, such as a USB stick or floppies or CD-ROMs. Does anybody have any questions or want to get involved? Or?
I don't know if you have documentation about each step in the sequence of including it's important. Like we, I think you can do it like in Spanish knowledge. Because I think couldn't understand what to
do. Yes, right now is the progress is very easy and very simple, but it takes some time to understand how the whole thing works, of course. Because it's a lot of small pieces of code that work all together to make the thing work. But yes, we should document it. But before than that, we was focused on make it work for the year. And now we start to make it more simple for other people to work with us.
Yeah. How many people in this room are familiar with LTSP? Like, have you used it? What are your experiences? Concerns? Anything?
This is the only one I haven't used.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anyone have heard here about the new code or not?
Yeah.
We are trying hard to make use the base of the next LTSP window. And I think it will be possible because it is very flexible and support try to make it work without FPM based distribution like Fedora and SUSE and all that. And that will be great because we can have help for them to. Right now, they are just given an Ubuntu program.
So, one thing that would be really helpful to us is when we upload the new packages, if people can test them out and experiment with it, report bugs, that's always invaluable. Because we run through these test installs like 100 times, and we might do something the same every time that other people wouldn't do. It's always invaluable.
How do you think the TSP of this would
My understanding is that the LTSPFS that was released with 4.2, a lot of that code they've actually made into packages for Ubuntu that presumably wouldn't be too hard to make work with Debian. So I think that's definitely a feature that people are really excited about and want to work on. But until we developed this plugin system, we felt like it was hard to hard code everything into the core of the code.
And also, one very hard port all the old code for the new plugin system, because we need to rebuild a lot of code and make it work in a flexible way.
But now that I think we're starting to come to an understanding of how we want the overall design and how modular it is, I think it'll be a lot easier to add those features in. It'll also be really easy for individuals to like make a package that adds another feature on, whereas before that was more or less impossible. So I think that's the really exciting part for me, is that it opens the door for people to experiment with new features without forcing us to include it in the main distribution, and then we can incorporate stuff as interesting stuff comes along.
And also one good thing that maybe since we got other people here, is spread what the features that we should include. The people that use TSP right now miss on it. Because now we already have some support on clients, great support on clients. But we should.
Set up a wiki page for LTSP development, which should come up shortly. This is where this page probably needs some updating, but it's kind of one of the points from which we coordinate a lot of, we try to have links to all the information you need to know to try and experiment with LTSP Mooncrowd. We have a mailing list on Alif, mostly for development purposes. We're using BZR for the revision control system, which is really flexible. It allows us to maintain many separate branches and easily merge patches, as long as a decent version is available. Thankfully, this morning I noticed the newer version of DZR was uploaded to Debian, and that makes me very happy because it's been really frustrating. But anyway, so there are all our that's not even all of our branches. That's like only a small portion of them. So we can work on many different features or aspects of it, and then merge changes between. To do this is we still haven't touched on that. We definitely need the update that we use.
Yes.
But
we use Hello for building the project, and we have a meeting call that we use to coordinate the project. And if anyone thinks it's interested for joining us, we'll be very useful.
Yeah. And even just having people to test new code is really helpful. Any more questions?
Do you already have feedback from Ubuntu people?
We've had a little bit of feedback. One of their concerns is that by splitting everything up into small pieces, it does become a little overwhelming to get an understanding of the whole picture, which I agree with. It's definitely a little harder. But I think as we try to integrate more features and more functionality, it's going to be essential, especially if you know somebody wants to come out with a Fedora distribution or SUSE or whatever. It's basically the way it was done, they would have to re-implement everything from scratch, whereas we're trying to make it more so that increase the capability to share code between the different distributions. Even though there might not be a lot of code shared, but it's still, I think, always better to try and be flexible. I suppose there's a whole lot more to say unless we want to get into nitty gritty details. But
Thank you, LTSP on Debian is the cherry of cake.
Excellent.